The global stock rally is good news for investors, but does it benefit everyone? And why a UK tax on disposable coffee cups might be more palatable than a ban?
There'd be a riot in the UK and maybe America as well if you were banned from access to your daily shot of caffeine.
Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. We start with Saudi Arabia and state-owned oil giant Aramco. It's one step closer to listing on global markets today. Riyadh has changed its status to a joint stock company. The listing, if it goes ahead, will be the biggest stock market debut in history, the BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker reports.
Selling a stake in Saudi Aramco has a key role in the economic reform plans of the Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman. Making it a joint stock company will give it the legal status needed to allow the stock market flotation to proceed. The Prince wants to modernise the economy and reduce its current dependence on oil. Selling a stake in the business will raise funds to invest in other areas. He has suggested the company is worth as much as $2 trillion, though many independent analysts regard that valuation as unrealistic. High. Allowing foreign private investors to take a stake in Saudi Arabia's dominant business will be a major break with tradition, though the government will retain majority ownership and control of the key decisions. In London, I'm the BBC's Andrew Walker for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets in Asia were all up significantly following the fresh highs by US stocks yesterday. South Korea's exchange was the biggest winner, closing up 1.26% or 31 points. In Tokyo, shares in Toshiba closed at their highest level in 2 months after it confirmed the sale of its US nuclear engineering unit. European markets also broadly higher, led by Germany's DAX, which is up 1.05% or 138 points. And here in London, the FTSE hit a new record this morning, going above 7,700. So, what's leading to these record highs? Mike Amy is a managing director at PIMCO.
Part of it is a domestic story with the tax deal done over the turn of the year, and obviously corporation tax coming down is very good for corporate profits. Corporate profits is obviously, you know, a key ingredient into stock market valuation. So on the one hand, you've got high US corporate profits. You've also got a global growth story going on behind this. Growth forecasts are being revised up for many parts of the world. And crucially, every part of the world is seeing a positive growth story. And really, that's the first time for 10 years. So it's a combination of domestic factors with corporation tax, but also a global growth story with global growth forecasts being revised higher. Obviously, that's good for earnings as well.
Now, the S&P has added $2 trillion in value over the last year, but less than half of Americans own stock. So who's benefiting?
Well, the immediate benefit obviously goes to higher income households who generally have the savings. So they are the people who primarily benefit. However, the hope and the expectation from any administration, if they try and boost the stock market, or indeed you saw this QE as well, is you get a so-called trickle-down effect. If you raise stock prices, then it makes it cheaper for companies to issue more equity and then hopefully reinvest in their companies. Reinvesting in their companies means more jobs, and hopefully more jobs means higher income growth as demand for labor comes up. Now, so far what we've seen is we've seen the stock market go up, we've seen jobs go up, but we haven't seen the final piece of the puzzle, which is wages for everybody to go up. So it's work in progress.
Mike, Amy. Got your morning coffee? Around 58 billion disposable cups are thrown away worldwide every year. France has banned them. Here in the UK, a government committee report out today calls for a latte levy on disposable cups of 25 pence. That's around 34 cents. Trewin Restoric is CEO of the Hubbub Foundation, an environmental charity that gave evidence for the report.
It's not just coffee, obviously. We're eating more sandwiches on the go. We're sort of using more bottled water. So there's a massive trend globally towards wanting convenience food, which means eating stuff on the go, which means more packaging that we have to get rid of.
But coffee cups are not usually plastic. Don't we just recycle them?
Well, everybody looks at a coffee cup and thinks it's paper. What's the problem? And they think it's probably recycled already. But actually, if you look really closely at them, they've got plastic liners, and the plastic is fused onto the paper. And it's incredibly difficult to prise the two apart. So they need a special kind of recycling treatment. So if you put them into the normal recycling containers, they just create problems. So, yeah, we need a different solution for coffee cups. And the same actually goes for a lot of other packaging, like sandwich wrappers. They're the same sort of mix.
Now, I have one of these reusable coffee cups that I bought from a chain.
Yeah.
The problem is I don't always remember to take it with me. Are there other solutions?
Well, the best solution is the reusable cup. And a lot of chains in the UK are now giving you 50p off a coffee if you take a reusable cup in. But only 1 or 2% of people do that. And that's because a coffee is a spontaneous buy. You don't want a big cup in your bag necessarily. So, you know, we're still going to have the disposable cups. And there are two things you can do with a disposable cup. Either you can set up new recycling facilities or you redesign the cup, so it's much easier to deal with in the long term.
What about a tax? Is that the answer?
It's called a tax, and indications are that if people feel they're being taxed, they change their behaviour. Whereas if it's money off, they tend to be less likely to change their behaviour. We're going to do an experiment with Starbucks in the centre of London to see whether people, how they feel about paying the tax and whether it can be used to change behaviour. I don't know. I think it's a lot more complicated than plastic bags, which you just put in your bag and they're easy to use.
What about a place like France, which has just banned disposable cups?
Yeah, I think France has a particular way of doing things. And
they have a lot of cafes.
They have a lot of cafes. And I think, you know, there'd be a riot in the UK and maybe America as well if you were banned from, you know, your access to your daily shot of caffeine. So I think it's got to be culturally appropriate. And I think the tax could be one way to do it in the UK.
Trevin Restoric just recycled that cup. Finally, India's Aadhaar database is the largest in the world, gathering details of up to 1.2 billion citizens. Now, Indian journalists say they paid just $10 for full administrative access to it via an agent on WhatsApp. The government insists the data is secure, though it has filed a police complaint to investigate leaks. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
This is APM, American Public Media.